Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
America's farmers and ranchers are the hardest working people on earth. Sun up to sundown, you do whatever it takes to get the job done. So when it comes to your side-by-side vehicle, choose the one with the number one track record for reliability. The Yamaha Viking and all-new Viking 6. The world's first and only true 3- and 6-person side-by-sides. Assembled right here in America, Viking is number one in drivetrain durability, comfort, and off-road capability. With class-leading features the competition just doesn't have, like Ultramatic transmission with all-wheel downhill engine braking, and on-command with fully locked four-wheel drive. So whether you're hauling feed, mending fences, or hunting deer, nothing outworks a Yamaha Viking. For more, Google Discover Yamaha. That's Discover Yamaha. Most dependable claim based on 2013 Yamaha Source Side-by-Side Owner Study. Yamaha owners reported fewer CVT belt drivetrain problems than competitive owners.
The most recent rainfall across the southern Great Plains brought rainfall to all areas of Oklahoma. That was about a week ago now, but some areas are still trying to dry out. Leslie Smith has more on one of our farmer friends from northeastern Oklahoma.
For Scotty Harriman, who farms around South Coffeyville in Nawata County, he's hoping for warm, sunny days as harvest has been progressing rather slow. He began harvesting his corn in mid-September but found that crop was too wet. In switching to Milo, Harriman has found a better-than-average crop.
Fields are running around 100 to 105 bushel an acre. Test weights are probably the best I've ever seen. We've had as high as 61.5 pounds of Milo, which is very, very good.
And receiving over 9 inches of rain in the last couple weeks, harvest has been at a standstill, and Harriman has a lot of corn and soybeans left to harvest. Beyond the weather, his bigger challenge, though, has been finding a place to store his crops.
Storage has been extremely tight. Can't overemphasize extreme. Everybody's full and having a problem getting rid of it.
Once Harriman gets through this year's harvest, he's already making plans to put some bin storage on his own farm so he doesn't run into this situation next year.
Thank you, Leslie. Our Associate Farm Director, Leslie Smith. Yesterday was the 42nd anniversary of the Clean Water Act. This is the law that is the basis of the fight over WOTUS, the Waters of the U.S. proposed rule from the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency. They're saying that there's no additional expansion of authority over agriculture in their proposed rule. But Ashley McDonald with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says the problem is what they're saying and what the rule actually says on paper is not matching up.
What matters, of course, are the words on paper. And if you read the language broadly, which is what an environmental activist or somebody else will do eventually in court, there is no limit to federal jurisdiction, and they can claim jurisdiction over every ditch, every pond, every puddle if they want to. And that's the problem, of course, that we have. And EPA, of course, is out there saying, well, their intent wasn't to do that. Well, thanks, but put it in writing. And that's what we're telling the agency at this point. You know, you've got to put these things in writing, and you can't just claim that it was not your intent to do these things.
Today was supposed to be the deadline for the first extension for WOTUS. As far as comments are concerned, they've extended another 25 days out to the 14th of November. You can go to the website beefusa.org, an easy way there to submit rules to Uncle Sam. You've got farm news on Ron. Coming up Friday, November 7th, it'll be the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association's Fall Cattle Drive, offering some top-notch replacement females from cattle herds like the Brooks Cattle Company, Bertram Cattle Company, Chain Ranch, C&B Old Herefords, Jameson Ranch, Miller Ranch, and White Brothers Cattle, all offering consignments to this year's OCA Fall Cattle Drive at OKC West El Reno. For information, contact the OCA office at 405-235-4391, 405-235-4391. At your farm news, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.